Hello, friends. I haven't forgotten you. I know it's been an incredibly long time. Hopefully, you don't just listen to the podcast, but you follow me on Instagram and you have seen that I have just finished an incredible, massive project, which was a solo show with Sydney Road Gallery. And that will explain why I have been MIA the last 4 weeks, really. So if you are not, I would so love for you to join me on Instagram. If you search The Optimistic Artist, I'm Monique's story will come up. And I would love for you to jump on there and just have a little look to see what has been taking up so much of my time over the last month. If you do follow me on there, then you'll know that I've just finished my solo show at Sydney Road Gallery. It was one of those things where when I got the call at the very end of last year offering me this solo spot, it was one of those opportunities where it wasn't on my radar in terms of there were so many other things that I wanted to do with the podcast. But sometimes an opportunity comes in front of you and you just know you have to take it. So I knew I had to say yes. So I said yes to doing an interactive augmented reality solo show at a really beautiful, beautiful gallery here in Sydney. And I knew it was going to be a stretch to maintain the podcast, do my best at the show, also raise two tiny humans and do a decent job of it. And I was really proud of the way that I managed to maintain the podcast and work on the show in the background through all of December, January, February, March, and some of April. But when it got to about mid-April, I think I hit my capacity and I realized that something had to give. I decided to take a little break from the podcast, knowing that I will come back to it. But I think I just realized that, you know what, I'm in this for the long haul. I'm in this for the long haul, both as an artist, but also as a podcaster and also as a supporter of artists. So that means that I need to run this thing in a way that is sustainable long term. And it really got to the point where it wasn't sustainable for me to pump out an episode every fortnight, keep doing the resources, and actually do a really decent job of the show, which I really wanted to do for the gallery and for myself. So I took a little break. I finished the show and it was an incredible experience, and I cannot wait to share more of you with it, share more of you about it, share more about it with it with you. It's been a while. But it was an amazing show, super successful. We sold 20 paintings in the space of 2 weeks. It was an augmented reality interactive show, which meant that each piece was its own unique standalone piece of art. But when you held your phone over it, it also animated. So essentially, most paintings were created twice, once physically and a second time digitally, where I created an animation. Each painting had a poem or an anecdote, and each painting also had its own soundscape. So it was a pretty big feat. It was an audaciously large collection. I regret nothing. It was incredible. It was a great experience. It was great financially. It was amazing connection-wise, really affirming for me as an artist. Such an amazing experience. But oh, it took some time. So I have finished and I am kind of forcing myself to take 2 weeks off everything, which I haven't really done in a long time, because even over Christmas, I had just launched a podcast in November. So even over Christmas or New Year's, I maintained the podcast. So it's been a really long time since I've actually taken a break from everything in my life that's work related. So I am forcing myself to do that over the next 2 weeks, and it's going to be really strange because I'm not great at relaxing. I'm not quite sure how to do nothing. So at the moment, on my plan is lots of running, listening to business marketing books, making mulled wine, and I really want to just go for a run and see how long I can run. At the moment, I get to like 22 Ks and I get hungry and my feet hurt, but I really want a chance to just run as far as I can and just see what my body is capable of. So that will be me over the next 2 weeks, taking a break, and then I will be back in exactly 3 weeks from now with a brand new season of The Optimistic Artist. And you know what's been really beautiful? Even though I took a break and I took a rest and I gave time where time was needed, the podcast was still growing. And I see you guys. I saw you still listening. I saw you still downloading my free resources. I saw you still sharing the podcast. And I'm so incredibly grateful for that. And like I said, I'm in this for the long haul. And that means doing things in a way that is sustainable. So I want to encourage you to create space for that too. If you need a break, take a break. Make sure that you run your business in a way that is sustainable and joyful for you. There would be absolutely no point keeping up the podcast, having an amazing show, but completely being disconnected from my family in the process. So I will see you in exactly 3 weeks from now. I know a lot of you have been waiting for the podcast to get back up and running, and you might be a little bit disappointed that it's going to be 3 more weeks, but can I encourage you to actually make the most of these next 3 weeks? Because sometimes if you find a podcast that you really love or something that you resonate with, it can be easy to just consume. Like consume, download this free resource, listen to that episode, but never actually implement what you learn. But it's the implementation that really will make the biggest difference for you in your art business. So while you are waiting, can I so encourage you to go back to some other episodes? You'll know which ones they are. Go back to the episodes that you know are most relevant to you. Re-listen to them, but commit at the end of the episode 1 or 2 action items that you're actually going to implement. The other thing I would love to recommend you to do is to really check out my free resource library. Maybe you already have. A lot of people have downloaded my free resources, but again, it comes down to implementation. So maybe take these 3 weeks, choose 1 or 2 resources, and really go through them in detail and implement them so that when the podcast starts up again in 3 weeks, there's been some stuff that you've implemented that's really made a difference for you in your art business. Some of my best work is actually for free on the podcast and in the free resources. So really make the most of that. Some of the resources include 4 steps to turning your art hobby into a business. This is a really comprehensive resource. It's not a one and done. Like, you could spend 3 weeks going through this resource and really implementing it. There is another resource that helps you to actually accurately price your work for success. There is a resource that helps you find, well, what is your unique story as an artist? And how do you use your story to connect with collectors and sell your work? There are so many free resources on my blog and on my website. So take the next 3 weeks, find the resource or the episode that you know is going to be your next step, and really commit to actually implementing it. And then I will see you in 3 weeks with a brand new episode of The Optimistic Artist. I'm so excited to reconnect with you. There's some really exciting things coming up in the next half of the year, including the art licensing workshop with Jasmine Cruz, which I'm so excited about. But make the most of the next 3 weeks. Go and implement some awesome learning. And I will see you so soon in 3 weeks on The Optimistic Artist. Go and find your possible in the meantime.